Put dolls in your washing machine, finest dolls you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing, D-U-Z does everything.
And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
I never was so humiliated in my life. Never. You didn't have to spout off the way you did. And in front of Trudy and your father, telling me I could go home by myself. That you were going to stay there for the night. I think you would have stayed there if your father hadn't told you that you couldn't. That it was your place to go home with your wife.
You know, you're funny, Bert. Anyone who'd hear you talk now would think that you were the injured party. But then that's the way you work.
There wasn't anything wrong with my suggestion. But you have a way of twisting things to justify what you say and do.
I haven't justified anything I've done. It isn't your fault or Ted's that I've been a fool. And as to your suggestion that you go to Ted, ask him to give me my job back.
I think I know Ted White well enough to know that when he fired you, he was angry. Not with you, not even with me, because I refused to testify as a witness for him against Maida. But he was angry at himself and, well, more to the point, with Maida and what she had done. If I know Ted at all, I think he'd be very glad of the opportunity to have you back again.
If you go near Ted White, you might as well forget you have a husband.
Do I have one now? What have you done since you lost your job? Nothing but drink.
No.
Have you even made an attempt to look for something else? No.
I don't know how much longer I can stand this nagging. Every day you sound more like your mother.
You can leave my mother out of this.
It's hardly possible to do that. She's run your father's life. She's done his thinking for him. She's practically directed everything he's done. And you thought you could do that to me. Well, you're wrong. You've interfered in my life for the last time.
In your life? In your life? To hear you talk, one would think you didn't have any responsibility toward me. It's our life, isn't it?
It's too bad you didn't think about that a little sooner. I just can't get it through my head. You, the injured person. You, who were almost ready to make a deal with Ted, just so you could have this house, have the things you wanted. Where's your loyalty, your integrity? And as though that weren't enough, I had to hear it all from Ted. And then telling the folks tonight that you thought you'd go down to see Ted without my knowing it. And the reason.
For you.
For me? Well, you can forget about me from here on out.
Do you mean to say you're going to leave me?
I don't think that'll be necessary. Because the next thing I expect to hear is that you're going home to your mother, and if you have any such plan in mind, Bert, don't think for one minute I'm going to beg you to stay.
Oh, Bill. Bill, what's happened to us? We can straighten things out. Between us, I know we can. I love you, you know that. And how often have you told me you needed me? And you do need me, Bill. You know you do.
Not this time, Bert. Not this time. You know, I haven't heard once, not once, that you need me. And you don't?
But, dear...
I don't want to talk anymore tonight. I'm going out for a while.
At this time of night?
Yes, at this time of night.
But, dear...
I'm going out, Bert. I'll be back later.
Why is it, Bertha, that you can't realize that you're driving Bill to seek escape from pressure? From your constant accusations that in your eyes he's a failure. Escape. Someday you'll know where Bill goes and to whom he talks. But tonight, that secret belongs to Bill and to the woman, Gloria. We'll learn more about this in a moment. For white washes without red hands, I'm coming back to does. That's what your letters say. Yes, more of you write every day telling us that after trying some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, you're going back to does. Listen to these letters.
Cleveland, Ohio. Mrs. Shakely, housewife for 8 years.
I tried some of those chemical powders for my wash, but my hands couldn't take it. So I'm back to does. It's certainly true. Does gives me white washes without red hands.
Lansing, Michigan. Mrs. Brain, mother of 8 months old baby.
I've tried many washing powders, but always go back to Does. Does gets my clothes clean without treating my hands rough.
Waterbleach, New York. Mrs. DeLolo, new bride.
I learned how different Does is when my mother-in-law praised me for getting my husband's shirt so white. I told her Does does what it says. Gives me white washes without red hands.
How about you? Are your hands suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day? Then change to Does. Only Does of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents. That's why Does gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness for hands. Does everything. Get Does today for white washes without red hands.
Hiya, Bill.
Oh, hello, Gloria.
What are you doing here this time of night?
Well, it's the only place I know where I can sit down and have a drink, do a little quiet thinking.
Now, don't get mad, Bill, but you know as well as I do you can't do any quiet thinking with a drink in your hand. Thinking gets kind of exaggerated. Or maybe that doesn't happen to you.
No, it doesn't.
You look kind of all in.
I haven't been able to get much sleep these nights.
Still worried about the kid, huh? Papers say there's no change. How long can a thing like that go on, Bill?
I don't know. Doctors say it's happened a great many times before. Head injuries. Kids remain unconscious for, sometimes a month before they snap out of it.
Do the doctors think he will snap out of it?
They don't say too much one way or the other.
You know, Bill, you're not doing yourself or him any good.
Now, look, don't start to preach, please. Get enough of that at home.
Can't be as bad as all that. Gosh, there are lots of tragedies in the world. Maybe a lot worse than what you're going through. People live through them. As if they really want to.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. But somehow, Gloria, a person's own problem, his own little world is... Well, the only thing that matters... When that world goes to pot, you can't say to yourself, look at so-and-so over there, he's a lot worse off than I am. All you can think about is what's happened to you.
Feeling sorry for yourself, huh? It's a silly pastime. It gets you nowhere.
I don't think you understand.
No, I don't. Maybe you can explain it to me.
It's a little difficult to put into words.
It shouldn't be. You do know you're feeling sorry for yourself, don't you?
It's much more than that.
So you're out of a job, so you'll get another one.
I always thought I was a pretty nice guy.
You are. You're a swell guy. Only you take yourself too seriously.
I never was a shirker. Never one to bite off more than I could chew. But I'm in a jam now. I'm living in a home I don't own. My brother-in-law owns part of it, the mortgage company the other part. I'm in debt way over my head.
Look, just sitting around talking about it isn't going to help any. Why don't you sell the place? That'll at least get you out from under a little, won't it?
Yeah. A little. The thing that hurts, Gloria, is to see myself for the first time the way I am.
What's wrong with the way you are?
I'm a failure. A failure. I hear it. In every word my wife says, I see it every time she looks at me. So this is what I married.
Oh, cut it, will you?
Well, it's something a man can't stand.
If he's any kind of a man, he won't stand it. Now, don't get me wrong, but if you've got something in you, and I know you have, you'll prove to your wife and to everybody else that you're not a failure.
How, Gloria? How?
Well, give yourself time to get your bearings. So you can think straight. Boy, you're the kind of guy who could do anything you wanted to. I don't mean a big splash. Now, who wants to do that anyway?
I do.
Why?
Because it's what my wife expects of me.
You mean to say she's not satisfied with you just being you?
No. She wants me to be something that she wants me to be. Something maybe she has a right to expect me to be.
Look, Bill, maybe both of you are expecting too much. Something that, well, it just can't be, that was never meant to be. Like yourself for what you are. That's all that's important. That's all that should be important to your wife. Because you're a swell guy, Bill. An awfully swell guy.
Here's America's newest wash day promise from the one and only Dove.
White washes without red hands.
Yes, Dove gives you white washes without red hands. So if you've noticed a difference in your hands after using some of those no-rinse chemicals, then see why women everywhere are going back to Dove. Just accept this challenge. Next wash day, change to Dove. Inspect your clothes carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
You'll get more out of Dove because we put more into it. Only Dove of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Does everything. So for white washes without red hands, get Does today. Meta learns of her brother Bill's predicament in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Dove.
Put Dove in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.